Ever since Trump supporters tried to stop the presidential vote from being certified by Congress last January 6th, Republicans have been calling any attempt to investigate the origins of that day's violence another politically motivated witch hunt. Our next guest has been closely following the aspirations of those who falsely believe that the 2020 election was illegitimate. Malcolm Nance is a former military intelligence analyst and an expert on extremism. He predicted violence after the November election, and he writes about it in his forthcoming book called They Want to Kill Americans. Malcolm Nance, welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm sorry I actually have to be here, but we'll discuss it.
One of the things that's really shocked me over the course of this year is that the narrative shifted so quickly. Republicans, even those who were there that day, went from condemning the violence to then in some cases comparing it to a gathering of tourists. How effective do you think that shift has been at obfuscating history?
Well, I think it's been exceptionally effective. You have right now one third of the American electorate in the latest Ipsos poll refuses to believe that Joe Biden was elected president of the United States and that Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States. Things were moving so fast in the political sphere that the strategy I outlined, which I call DARF, right, which is deny, attack, revenge, and fear. These are the four cycles of the political process that would lead us into an insurgency and could put us on the path to civil war. Deny phase came so quickly. By March of 2021, Republicans who had gone on the floor of the House of Representatives and the Senate and had deeply attacked the concept around trying to deny the election, they had completely flipped. For them to survive politically, they had to deny the very words they had said on January 7th or the period leading up to the impeachment. And it was political suicide to do anything other than to accept the big lie. It was the basis for not just overturning what they thought they could overturn the results of that election, but for destroying the foundation of American democracy in itself. And we are hurtling headlong into that destruction.
And this you describe as a low-grade political insurgency that will either lose steam or explode. So at this point, what path do you think we're more likely to go down?
I think that we are well past the peter out part. I was really hoping that by July of 2021, you know, that the Trump machine would lose steam. What I didn't realize at the time when I wrote this is what happens on the other hand. When they just decide that, you know, the American electorate is not wise enough to choose their own president, I never thought for a minute that the entirety of the Republican Party would just politically align themselves with the end of the American experiment.
And if losing steam is then off the table, what does explode mean?
Well, I think it unfortunately is quite possible that it could quite literally start with an explosion. We monitor the communications, the Twitter feeds, the Telegram channels, some of the internal communications of some of these low-grade insurgents and what we see or potential insurgents. And what we generally see is people arguing this question: what is our breaking point? I see it every day, literally. Can see people arguing, well, is it Joe Biden doing this or is it Kamala Harris doing that? What if Joe Biden gets sick? They live in this fantasy world and that they are only waiting for a very specific sign. And I don't know whether that's going to manifest itself in a group that is working covertly right now, who knows, to plan a massive attack. And in there I give a scenario where drones are used, ISIS-like, to kill several hundred American citizens at a protest, as the kicking off point for what I often see these Trump supporters referring to as the Second American Revolution. Some of them refer to themselves as the Second Sons of Liberty.
That sounds extreme, though. I mean, drones at a protest firing on people? Really?
Well, just dropping explosives or, you know, falling themselves as packaged explosives or, you know, just using the traditional methods that terrorists use. You know, in the United States, firearms are the most prevalent way that people kill each other.
But here's what I don't understand, Malcolm Nance. Maybe you can help me and others get to this, because the insurrectionists, as you point out, they're our neighbors. They're everyday people. Most of them are far from the center of power, right? So how would doing this sort of thing, undermining American democracy, how would that benefit them?
See, this is where you actually have to try to understand the perspective they're coming from. What most of your listeners don't understand, or those of you who pay attention might understand, many of these people are now detached from reality. They will not believe anything that comes from the news media, or as they consider it, you know, the fake news. It must only come from within their own corrupt information sphere. When they use charged words, or as we call it in the intelligence community, eliminationist rhetoric, then you start seeing the low-grade people think that they now have the ability to be the sons of liberty.
How would their lives be better, though, if they got what they were looking for?
You know, every once in a while, when we read these threads on the QAnon channels or the Donald.win and these things, every once in a while, you find an individual who come up and say something along the lines of, well, you know, the Walmarts will close if we carry out an insurrection, right? That police will be on the street. The National Guard will be breaking up our way of lives. The problem is, it's the loudest voices within these tiny, you know, bubbles of extremism who say, well, that's just the way it's going to have to be. You're going to have to surrender some of your liberties. These are the same type of words that I saw in the intelligence community and working in counter-extremism that Timothy McVeigh used. Timothy McVeigh thought that his bomb would kick off a race war in which every member of the armed forces would take their rifles and start mass murdering blacks, liberals, and Jews. He really thought that was going to happen the next day. The problem is we have people now in this country who are so corrupted through their own misinformation, foreign disinformation, and a information sphere made up of crazy lies, like QAnon, which calls for the genocide of all Democrats and liberals, that they think they can make it happen. And many of them thought January 6th was the day that that was all going to kick off.
More than 700 people who descended on the Capitol have been arrested. A few have pleaded guilty. Some have gotten several years in prison. When you look at what justice looks like in this story, do you think any of it will act as a deterrent?
You know, it's interesting because we're not seeing deterrence at the level that would impact the average person that didn't come to that protest. When you have Marjorie Taylor Greene, you have Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert going to the jail in Washington, D.C., and referring to people who had attacked the literal core of American democracy and calling them political prisoners, right? Calling them the patriot wing of the prison and saying that they're being treated harshly. You see people who are creating the basis of the political support for an armed rebellion in this country. In the same way that Sinn Féin, you know, the political wing of the Irish republicanism, you know, supported the terroristic goals of the Provisional Irish Republican Army. Could this lead to a coming civil war? Are we in the throes? Many of them are talking like that's what they want. And they have politicians who are saying it's okay to talk like that.
Malcolm Nance is a former military intelligence analyst. Malcolm, we spoke to you a day after the Capitol insurrection last year. It has been a pleasure hearing your insights here today as well, a year later. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.